الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before coming on to the subject that we're going to speak about, today is Friday, Jumu'ah, and on a Friday, one great ibadat is to increase our Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. So we should try and see how much we can increase our Durood on Jumu'ah. Durood Sharif, Salawat, we should read on a daily basis. Students are encouraged to read after Fajr at least 10 times. But that also we should see how many of us are just sleeping or we don't pay any attention and whether we are reading Durood Sharif. But on a daily basis, it is a source of great, great goodness. And many, many kitabs have been written, many bayans have been given on the importance of Durood Sharif. And on a Friday, we should increase our Durood Sharif. It is a special ibadat of Friday, as it is a special ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara also. When we are in Medina Sharif, we should also try and read a lot of Durood Sharif. And another very important point which I just learned, a friend of ours sent me as a gift, a present, a hadiah, a book, exercise book. What a pen also. And he quoted there on the first page a hadith that if a person writes Durood Sharif, then as long as that remains in existence, the malaika keep on making dua for that person. So this is also a great thing which my mind did not go to. Perhaps I don't know who, if somebody thought of it, but mashallah, he thought of it and he sent it so that you can write Durood Sharif in there. And what else we can also do is, for example, make a note in that book that when I die, then somebody in whoever is my inheritors or somebody must keep this book safely also. Because as long as it's going to be safely kept, the malaika are going to keep on making dua for you. So it's such an easy way of getting the duas of the malaika. And even after you pass away, still the duas of the malaika you will still be getting. And you can also write there that whoever gets this book after me, my son, daughter, whoever else it is, that they must also carry on with it. They must also write Durood Sharif. And there are many Durood's that we can write, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hardly, perhaps it won't take us 15 seconds to read it, is just a few seconds. To write it, maybe take us 15 seconds. And on a daily basis, if we keep that book at our headside, and every day we just write one time the Durood Sharif. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. 70,000 malaika make dua for you for a thousand days, which is equal to about 3 years, that they keep on making dua for you if you read this Durood. And it's written, they're going to be making dua for you also. So it's a wonderful way of accumulating great, great sawab for the akhirat. As students also, we've got all our kitabs. Just keep this one book with. And on a daily basis, even just one durood we write. And every day we write. Don't also, on the other hand, which is very important, a principle that we learn from the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. In other words, use moderation. Don't the whole night you are in ibadat and then you get exhausted after one night, you can't carry on. Do it in moderation how much you can manage. So when we hear the fazilah, that there is so much of virtue that to write the durood, then we write a whole kitab, finish one whole exercise book. And after that we stop writing? No. And the best is also to fix a time, that in this time I'm going to write it. If we don't fix a time, then very soon that it goes out of our ma'amun, out of our practice. So read Durood Sharif excessively, and those who can manage, start today on a Jummah. Get a book, a nice book, and from there start writing one Durood even. And then carry on with it every day we write. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq for all goodness. And what we learn, also Allah give us tawfiq to share it with our brothers. And also many times it happens that a person himself perhaps be left, but you advise somebody else, that person is doing it. Addallu alal khair kafa'ilihi. A person who tells somebody else of doing good, that person does it, you get the sawab also. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another on good deeds, on taqwa, help one another. So as students also, with our friends, with one another, all of us, we should try and encourage one another with any good that we know, encourage somebody else also. And also, أَمَرْ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ نَحْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ is a very important duty also. We see somebody doing something wrong, commonly our habit is that we'll talk about it in front of others. But we won't go and tell him. So he doesn't know about it. And he's carrying on doing the wrong. But if we in a nice way and sincerely from our heart we want him to be corrected, we go and tell him, inshallah he won't take offense also. But make sure that we have that relationship with him, that he'll accept from us what we are going to tell, and then go and tell him in a nice way. So what I wanted to speak about is about israf, wastage. And we know that the ummah as a whole, and even individually, we are having problems in our lives. And today everyone is worried. Today how many people say, it is like the tasbih, the string has broken. And the beads are just coming out. Fitnas are coming all the time. From all sides, we are just hearing about this fitna, that fitna, all the time, all fitnas everywhere, which makes a person despondent also, depresses a person also. But the real thing here is to know the causes of it. So Allah only knows the true causes, but from our side, what we can apprehend and think of what the possible causes are, we should try and understand that, and we should try and remove those causes. There are many. One is that we are not doing Amar bil Ma'aruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. We see somebody doing wrong, we don't tell that person. Another, for example, is being unthankful. Each one think of us, how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. He gave us the day of Jumu'ah, which is such a great ni'mat. Who of us made shukr to Allah for the day of Jumu'ah? On the day of Jumu'ah is a shi'ar of Islam, a flag post, a great sign of Islam. We have the Jumu'ah namaz, khutbah, bayan, all this we have. What a great thing. We have been given the great honor of reading Durood on the greatest of mankind. The greatest after the creation, after the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The greatest in Allah's creation. What a great ni'mat. Then material things also, we are given good health. Our eyes are in order, but we don't make shukr. So shukr is another very, very important thing. Another thing is to follow the ways of the enemies of Islam. That is also has become very, very common. We should try and adopt the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In all our matters, we should try and follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them also is wastage. And today, unfortunately, we are very much involved in wastage and we don't pay any attention to it also. And that is one of the other main reasons we are involved in so many major sins, but we are not aware of it. So when a person is not aware of it, he doesn't make tawbah and istighfar of it. He is not conscious of saving himself of it also. And also, he doesn't make tawbah istighfar. And the reason for that is because we are not close to our deen. Other things are more important in our life. If we make deen a priority, then we will learn. Then we will learn the matters of deen, and we will be conscious about all our deeni matters. So as far as israf and wastage is concerned, just a few points in this ayat-e-kareema itself. Allah Ta'ala gives permission, command, kulu washrabu, eat and drink. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala, and there is great detail. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after discussing the whole ayat, has extracted 8 masail with regard to eating and drinking. Amongst them, he says that to eat and drink according to necessity is wajib on a person. If a person doesn't eat and drink so much that he cannot, that he becomes so weak that he cannot fulfill his farais, he's so weak, he can't make his namaz, he can't do his wajibat, etc. A student, you are so weak that you haven't eaten, you are not eating, you can't go to classes, you can't read. When you take a kitab also, everything is blurred because you are so weak. That is not permissible, it is haram also. And if a person has to die of hunger when food is present, but he's not eating, and he dies like that, then that is also haram. That mort of it is also a haram mort. So there are many masail. Among that which is relevant to us, we won't be that we don't eat. We are on the other extreme, unfortunately. Most of us, we are on the other extreme, that we are eating too much. So that is what one of the masalas of the 8 also is to overeat. To eat too much, Allah has given permission. There is ibahat, there is permissibility to eat. You must eat, but wala tusrifu, but do not waste in your eating. In there, the point that is relevant to us, that we must not, one is, do not overeat. Eat to your full. And also, Hazrat Maulana al-Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained this masala very well for our times. And therefore, it is very necessary for those who are the great ulama and the righteous and the pious, that we follow them. We listen to them and we follow them. They will be able to explain to us. One friend who was with us also explained that Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, great Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali of Pakistan, Karachi, his father, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he lived till the age of 104. And what he said, on 2 occasions, he went to the jungle to make ibadat, riyazat, mujahada. One time he went for 7 months, and another time he went for 9 months. He just stayed in the jungle. And what did he take with him for food? He counted out chana, chickpeas. Chana, chickpeas. All of us must be knowing what chana is. Small little chana. Just to eat 3 a day for 7 months, just 3 the chickpeas for a day to eat. And he stayed in the jungle for 7 months like that. And that is not long in our time. Just now, he passed away not so long ago, maybe about 20, 25 years ago or so, perhaps he passed away. And another time, he stayed for 9 months. But we are not at that level. We won't manage that. It's almost impossible for us. And in fact, he was of that condition that one time when he was in the jungle, he was near a dam or a river or something, a stream. And other people who were passing there, they told him, Maulana, you can't sit here. The wild animals come and drink water here. Lions, elephants, all the wild animals, they come and drink water here. And you sitting alone, he says, I'm not alone. Allah is with me. And when the animals came, he addressed them. He said, you do what you have to do. Drink your water. Don't trouble me. And he said, actually, he saw the lions, all the animals drank their water, and in a line they should walk away. They didn't trouble him. But that's not our thing. Eh? We can't do that. So the buzurgs of the past, they manage this mujahada. We won't be able to manage it. We'll destroy ourselves. So we have to eat how much is necessary. So Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that before it was told that eat 1/3 of your stomach full. 1/3 leave it for water and 1/3 for air. But he says, in our time, we are very weak. Also, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, also explained this masala. So in our time, we should eat, Maulana Masihullah's words more or less, that eat your stomach full, but don't eat your eyes full. That is, your stomach, you feel you have eaten enough now. But now your eyes, you still got desire. That greed, that desire, that one samosa, that one pie, though you are full, But now just let me have a little bit, this, little bit that. He says, eat your stomach full, but not your eyes full. So that is one important point as far as eating is concerned, that we should not overeat. And also, this was also which we can't manage. One time, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha eating twice a day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, oh Aisha, are you going to spend your whole life just in eating? That was the time when they should have one meal a day. We can't manage that. We have, okay, three meals, no problem. But this all the time something in our mouth. As it is a famous thing that we go traveling also, wherever you put your hand in the car, there is some food there. You put it here, there are some burgers here, there are some sandwiches here, there is something there. So just all the time eating. We just had, for example, breakfast, we're going on a journey, we'll hardly have traveled a few kilometers, and there one Tupperware comes out and serving it to everyone. So this is not advisable. And ulama, in the time of Harun al-Rashid, there was a Christian doctor who was there. So he asked one very senior person, he says that in the Quran Sharif, it has discussed everything, but medicine it hasn't discussed. So he says, medicine has been discussed in the Quran Sharif also. So he says, where it has come in the Quran Sharif? He read this ayat, that eat and drink and don't overdo it. If a person maintains that, his health will remain good. So that is very important. Then he asked in the hadith, he said in the hadith also, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that we should eat, not overeat. We should eat very little. Not very little, just enough we should eat. And according to us, our time, so we should eat how much is necessary, but we should not overeat. That indulgence in food and the time that is spent, ulama of our times also discourage it very much. Today, anything we discuss, where other people, the first priority on the agenda list will be security. Ours, perhaps, the first thing is food. What food arrangements are we making? We have to travel also, what food arrangements? Where we are going, also what food arrangements? So eat and drink, Quran Sharif has given full permission of it, but let us not overeat. Another thing is, as far as eating is concerned, the wastage. That is a very, very, very sad part. The amount of food that we waste. When we are eating here in the madrasa also, we are eating, but how lot of food we are wasting. Bread. And sometimes it's just a half a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is just thrown into the dustbin. It is just thrown around. This is a thing which makes Allah Ta'ala very, not only unhappy, but angry also. And there is a lot of wastage carrying on. Whether it is in the kitchen, whether it's in the dining hall, whether it is the students eating in their rooms, etc. But a lot of wastage. The person eats, he dishes out, he takes too much food. He can't finish, he just leaves it like that. And then it is just thrown away. So these are all things that we should take cognizance of, keep it in mind, it's extremely important. We see in Madinatul Munawwara, especially Makkah Sharif also, where the dasturkhan is laid out for iftari, and to nowadays, alhamdulillah, almost on a daily basis, people are keeping rozas. We also saw that time the khajur that was left, and the other things, bread that was left, was just wrapped up and thrown in a dustbin. But now, alhamdulillah, full care is taken that not one thing of which is edible goes into the dustbin bag. That is all first taken away. The khajurs are taken away. The bread is taken away. So there is no wastage whatsoever. So this is a very important thing. And here again, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. No nazim can be there all the time. Nobody can be there. You are there, the students. So you help one another. Encourage in a nice way. If somebody doesn't want to listen, you feel he's going to be offended, you pick it up. You do something about it. And as far as eating is also is concerned, so much time will go in the explanation. One time, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was eating with Hazrat Maulana Azghar Akhtar Hussain Sahib. No, Maulana Azghar Hussain. The son is Maulana Akhtar Hussain. The father is Maulana Azghar Hussain, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. After they ate, so Mufti Saab asked, he was a young person still that time, perhaps but even a student, that should I throw away all the leftovers? So he asked, do you know how to throw it away, how to dispose of it? So he says, what, do you even have to learn how to throw away things? He said, yes, you have to learn. He said that all the peels, like of the water, the melon they were eating, so all that peels that are left over, in a certain place there are goats there. Go and throw it there, the goats will eat it. And then all the crumbs that are left over, take all those crumbs and birds gather at a certain place. Usually they come there, throw the crumbs there, the birds will eat it. Ants will eat it. And the bones, there are dogs and cats in a certain place, go and throw it there. So nothing goes for waste. Everything gets eaten up. So all these things are things that we have to learn. We should not waste at all, whether it's in our homes, whether it is here in the madrasa. Another place where a lot of wastage takes place as far as food is concerned is takeaways and takeaway food. We buy, and the people who have got these takeaways, one person told us that the people, how much is given, and they eat quarter of it, half of it at the most. The other is just thrown away. In the dustbin, just thrown on the ground. The place is so dirty. It's unbelievable the amount of wastage. And that's not only here in the madrasa or here in South Africa, but unfortunately it's a worldwide thing. The amount of wastage. In fact, laws are made. For example, for hotels, in the aeroplanes, once the food has been served to a person, even if he did not open it, they can't serve that food to anyone else. And they can't give it anywhere. That must be disposed, it must be thrown away. In order to keep the prices at a certain level, in the fruit, vegetable market, etc., they will dump tons and tons of things in the sea, so that the price can be maintained. It won't be given away to the poor. So that the if there is too much, a glut of things, too much of things, the price will drop down. So then they don't want that also. So they keep that at that level. So in many ways there is a lot of wastage. And then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab also, before we go on to the wastage that takes place at weddings, and even in the name of Deen, walimas, especially when we are giving things over to the catering services, which is happening today commonly. And today, to the extent that the chairs, a parda is put on the chairs, a cover is put on the chairs also. And then how all the food is displayed, the stage is made up in our madrasa jalsas. The stage is made up, etc. And then the food that is served and the wastage that takes place there. In the name of Hifz Khatam Jalsas, or other Jalsas also, the awards that we have, in many cases, a lot of wastage is taking place. And each one of us, we should try and become conscious of this, and try and be careful that I don't fall prey and guilty of it. And these are things, perhaps ask ourselves, me, myself first, do we even think of it as wastage? Do we make tawbah also, or we just partake of all this, and we just carrying on? And how much, and a wastage is a very, very serious thing. And then Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written wastage in other things also. I wanted to mention this one first, it slipped my mind, and wastage of time. How much of time we waste. And just idle, we are just idle, just wasting time. Whereas if we study, and this is a very important aspect, we should study the lives of our elders and see how they conducted their lives. And time is such a thing. If you appreciate time, Allah will, in anything, what you appreciate, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, you appreciate it, I will increase it for you. So time also, we waste a lot of time, and it has become common with us, we see no barakat in time. And you see, I've done nothing, but my day is gone, my morning is gone, my afternoon is gone, I hardly did anything, where the time went? No barakat, because of wastage of time. So time also is a thing which will never come back again. And every moment that is wasted. And then again, our priorities must be right. We use time, use it also for the right things. Today on the cell phone, how much time? People are complaining so much. They are worried about on the cell phone the time, besides all the other haram that is taking place on the cell phone, etc. But that amount of time that goes on this, looking at messages all the time, busy a person. One alim said, I just finished namaz, out of this, any message came or anything, I have to check. All the time. So we are so amount of time, so time is also a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Very great gift. But we are just abusing time also, we're squandering time, wasting time. And worse than that, the time that we are using in haram, that is even worse. In futile, ghibah, just talking and backbiting. And today on the cell phone, what all the fitnas, different things, everyone has to put his remark also. And everyone has to send his message also. And others have to read it also. And they have to respond also. All our time is just going in this. Then further, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, wastage as far as all other matters, clothing is concerned. Israf is that you spend money, but more than what is necessary. You need, for example, an amama. You need a pair of shoes, a sandals. What is reasonable and suitable, good, which is good for you, you buy that. But to spend more than that, that is israf. And Allah Ta'ala, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. And if Allah doesn't love you, then what does it mean? Allah dislikes you. And if you are in the dislike of Allah, if Allah dislikes you, where you stand the chance in anything? So by israf, you come in the category where Allah dislikes you. If He doesn't love you, then Allah Ta'ala is unhappy with you. It's a very, very sad thing. And tabzir is to spend where you didn't have to spend. Unnecessarily you spend. And that also, how much are we spending in unnecessary things? Things that we don't need, etc. And we should keep the company of the ulama and ask these masalas. For example, how much of salad we use, savories we have, achars we have, etc. How much is unnecessary in there? How many types of achars? How many types of savories? Ask the ulama according to our time. Some savories are understood. You have something. But a whole lot of different kinds of savories. Whole lot of different kinds of chutneys. Whole lot of different kinds of achars, etc. And the stomach is the place. If it is looked after, your health is looked after. And if you don't look after your stomach, then your health also is impaired. So a wastage in that also. That also we have to think about. Wastage as far as our clothing is concerned, israf, etc. In all other things. You need a cell phone, therefore those for whom it is permitted, etc. Then see till what descent that you need it. You don't have to buy the topmost thing and things that you don't even need on there. But today it's our nature. In everything, I must have the thing. The thing which is the latest. You don't need all those things. But you want to have it. As far as our homes are concerned, take a look at our homes. Take a look at our possessions. How many things are necessary for us? How many things are unnecessary? How many things are sheer waste? It is israf, it is tabzir also. So all these things are extremely important that we should keep these things in mind. And we then make tawbah, istighfar. See where we have gone wrong. And make tawbah, istighfar. We have got no mafar. No running away. We can't escape tawbah and istighfar. We are all prone to going overboard in things. But at least let us become conscious. So this also is one major aspect by which Allah becomes unhappy with people, communities, nations at large. And by which Allah's rahmat is also kept away. And from individuals also. May Allah give me and us all the proper understanding. And we try our best that there is no wastage in things. wastage in time, wastage in food, wastage in clothing, wastage in other things in our house, just unnecessary, some ornaments, etc. How many things there are. So in everything, and Allah has given everyone a brain, and we can understand, and most of us are students, almost alims, let us apply our brain to this aspect, and see that Allah, that we stay away from wastage israf, that is where we spend, but we spend more than what we had to. And tabzir, where we didn't have to spend and we are spending. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.